everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And we're really excited today. We have another one of our Hallstar interviews for you. We are talking with two of the stars, one of the couples in Mixed Baggage. So fun. Y'all know how much I love that movie. And we have Shannon Baker and Shaughnessy Redden here.
Hi.
Thank you both so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. And what we like to do with new guests is we like to hear a little bit about how you got started and what inspired you to get into acting. And so Shannon, why don't you tell us first? Why don't you start?
Oh, okay. So I got into acting several years ago. Social media kind of started it a little bit. I was put on the Tyra Banks show. And after I was on the show, I had a few agencies hit me up in Vancouver that said, oh, we found out that you're from Canada. Would you ever consider acting? So actually I got involved over 10 years ago, I would say. And my first audition actually I ever did was for the show Smallville. I booked it and I thought, oh, acting is so easy. And then I took training. And then after that, I realized it's actually not. And I just fluked out. And so I've been doing it ever since. I live between Vancouver and Los Angeles now. But I would say I always wanted to get into acting. I didn't know if, like, as a kid, but I grew up on a reservation, a little reserve of about 100 people. So I didn't think that it was going to be realistic. So for me, I kind of accidentally stumbled upon it, but I always enjoyed acting and performing and, you know, all of that. So it kind of was serendipitous the way that everything happened for me.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting. What about you? What about you, Shaughnessy? How did you get started?
Oh, I got started late in life. I was in my 30s. So I just took a class. And I just fell in love with it. And it was just so much fun. And then I started auditioning and I was booking a bunch of smaller roles in TV. And I was horrendous. you know, I didn't have the training and stuff. So I went back and I started training and doing theater and, you know, getting the foundations and the roots. And that was in my 30s I started. So it really started kicking in probably in the last 6 years or so for me. So
I noticed on your IMDb that it said that you played a lot of villains.
I tend to play in that gray area of the villain with a little bit of heart or the good guy you can't quite trust, you know, which is almost the same person just in different circumstances, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do play a lot of that. So
were you excited to get this rom-com come across for you?
You know what? I love a challenge. So I was definitely excited for that to just be the nice guy. And they were really great because they didn't push me on to be too, you know, like too Hallmarky nice. You know, they were like, just here you go for it, you know? So that was really, really wonderful. Yeah.
So Shannon, I noticed that you have like a Twitch presence and everything. So is that kind of how you said you got started doing like the social media, the content creator?
I would say Twitch. I've been doing that for the past 5 years. So not too long, 5 or 6 years. Before that, I think it was just coming from like a modeling background. I was able to travel a little bit. So I think then after I had my social media following, I would do things that was interesting to me. So gaming, I've been gaming since I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. So for me joining Twitch, I never got my following from Twitch. I kind of just brought my following to Twitch and I'm lucky to have some people there that I've met on the platform. So yeah.
Cool. That's really cool. How'd you get connected with Tyra? Like originally, how did that all happen?
So me and my twin sister at the time were known as the Baker twins. And we were viral and she called us the first Native American, models, supermodels. We weren't, I was just so nervous. We got to go on the show with, Iman, who's the first, supermodel who's Black. We got to go on with Margaret Cho, who's an Asian comedian. And then my twin sister and I represented a native celebrity. So her just calling us a native celebrity on the show kind of turned us into a celebrity. I think we were viral sensations at the time on the internet. And so after that, that's how things got along there. My twin sister and I have been in CSI. We've been in Blue Mountain States. Just some of the shows that we've been in. And so I think about 4 years ago, both of us decided to stop doing twin roles. We actually were offered a little role on, say, they did a reboot of Saved by the Bell. We didn't take that on. And I think it was the best decision for both of us, because I think casting directors got to see us, that we were talented, not together. Like, we were actually talented separately. So she's on the show. She just did the show. The show was canceled, actually, sadly, but she was a reoccurring on the show, Rutherford Falls, which is the Native American TV series. I know she has some other projects. I just did Bones of Crows, that they're it's a residential school there. I got to play someone that was my grandma's mother's age. So it was really cool to do that. And they turn it into a movie. It's doing really well in the film circuit area. And they're remaking it into a television series. So so I guess just, cool. You know, we do exist as I think us deciding to stop doing twin roles was the best decision for us. Cause I feel like for me, I'm just seeing the fruits of that in the last 2 years. I've been booking a bit of work in the last just 2 years. So it's brand new for me as an individual.
Yeah. Cool. That sounds great. Yeah. So Shaughnessy, you were on When Calls the Heart.
I was, yes.
You were a bad man of business though, right?
I was a bad man. Yeah. He was someone who didn't have a lot of vulnerability like that. He was snake oil all the way.
Right? He was like a bank guy, right?
The bank. He was an investor. He was going to bring casinos and other things that come with casinos.
Yeah. The whole valley.
Yeah. The whole valley. Right. So, yeah.
But that must have been fun though.
I think it would be
more fun to play a villain on a show like that, especially.
Oh, definitely, right? Because most of the characters are pretty good people in that show, right? Oh, yeah. So they and we worked with who's my director? That was Peter
DeLuise.
DeLuise, yeah. And he was wonderful, you know, just a lot of fun. Play around with the scenes, try to figure it out, add a lot of stuff, you know. So that was my second adventure with Hallmark. I had done Cedar Cove.
Oh, okay.
I played an another investor coming with dark intentions.
Yeah.
Starting to see a pattern completely here. But I did do, there was one I did just before Christmas that was A Tale of Two Christmases.
Yeah.
And I played the lead's boss in that one. But not a villain, you know, straight up guy. Yeah. So I tend to fall into those roles as well. The lawyer, the boss.
Were you one of the city people? Cause there was like the city story and the country story.
There was the city story. I was her boss. The city story. So yeah. Putting the pressure on to get the project done.
That one was funny because like the attorney guy was like a nice guy, but you knew there wasn't a chance she was going to be with him because he was the lawyer.
Exactly. Doesn't fall into the format, but he was actually a really, really nice guy.
I want to watch this movie now.
It was pretty cute with Chandler Massey. He's very charming. He's of course the country. The hometown hunk is going to win the day. We know that
always.
Yes, right? We'd like to take a second from this episode of the podcast to celebrate our sponsor of this episode, and that is the Hallmarkies Patreon.
Do you love Hallmarkies podcast?
Do you want an inside scoop into what happens on the podcast?
Do you want early access to episodes and loads of cool perks?
Now is the time to become a patron of Hallmarkies podcast.
By becoming a patron, you get to access our patron Facebook group.
You can request episodes or even be a guest on the podcast.
And most importantly, any patron can join our monthly movie watch-alongs with stars like Paul Campbell, Natalie Hall, and more.
It's as low as $2 a month to join in and become a special part of the Hallmarkies family.
Please consider, and we will love you forever.
Go to patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
That's patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
So for Mixed Baggage, now, did you self-tape auditions for this, or did they come to your agent, or how did that all work?
They go through your agent. And then it is actually a self-tape.
Yeah.
So you self-tape, send that in. For some of them, you get a direction and you re-self-tape it. Or some is just straight to booking from that. And this one was, I believe, straight to booking from that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that for you, Shannon, as well?
Same. Yeah. Did an audition on a Thursday. I found out on a Friday. We were filming on a Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Happened really fast.
Yeah. Really fast.
It was a very quick turnover.
And I had three auditions to tape that day. And I didn't even spend that much time on the audition. So it's interesting when you book work, because you're like, the ones you're like, oh, I probably, you know, don't know if I have time for this. And I think I did two or three takes. And so it's interesting when you book those, maybe it works out more. I don't know.
Did you get to read the whole script or just sort of your sections? Because you didn't have any scenes with Olivia, and neither of you had scenes with Olivia and Ray. So were you kind of aware of what was going on in the rest of the story?
Not on the audition, but once you book, you receive the whole script. So okay. We were able to read everything and see what was going on. I never even met Olivia, Faith, or Alex.
Yeah.
I know, and it was crazy because Shannon was saying,
it's just such an unusual project in that way.
Yeah. And what Shannon was saying, we found out just before the weekend, got our scripts that weekend, and we started shooting Monday. And because of all our scenes were in this one location, that was the first week. So we had like 4 or 5 days. It was morning till night, all of our stuff, even more Shannon than mine.
No breaks in the trailer. Like usually you get some breaks. You know, but like no breaks, but it was a good learning experience, like for me anyways.
Yeah.
Odyssey has way more experience on these rom-coms, Hallmark type movies. I remember when I booked it, I wasn't sure who was going to, like, you didn't really know who was going to be in the movie. So I went to the fitting and I remember taking a picture of the wall. You're not supposed to do that, but I wanted to look up the actors to see who they were. And I remember, met Shaughnessy. I'm like, hey, Shaughnessy. And so we met each other in our fitting. I was just leaving my fitting and then he was showing up, and I went home, went on IMDb and checked out all the actors. I watched Shaughnessy's whole demo reel. I'm like, oh my God, so interesting. He plays the bad guy. One day he's a military guy. Like, it's so interesting. So I was like, oh my God. So it was very interesting to watch because he has a really cool demo reel. He's very different roles and voices. So it was pretty fun that I got to just, when I realized that I was playing opposite him, it was going to be really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have a sense that this was different at all from like the typical rom-com? Like when you read the script, did you feel like, oh, this is a good one?
I've never done a rom-com before, so I don't know. It was my first one ever. I was just like really excited that I was cast in it. Yeah. And originally I was number three. Shaughnessy was number four. That was how the billing was originally. So I was like, oh my God, it's my first number three. So I was just really happy and honored to be working with everybody. Farhad Manz, the director, is like an Emmy award-winning director. So I was just really happy to be on set.
Yeah. What do you think, Shaughnessy, of the script when you first read it?
You know, definitely different than Hallmark because there was a lot more side stories in this one that got more depth into them of the other romances and things like that. But the writing is still fairly close to Hallmark. Mm-hmm. Not as quite on the nose, which was nice. But that was also comes with the direction and the acting too, you know, come from Farhad, was let's play this real with subtext and everything else that's going on and not make it so just on the nose, you know? So that was really, really freeing and nice in that sense.
Yeah.
You know? But it wasn't far off from a Hallmark script in a sense in that way, except for those things.
Yeah. I think you can almost always tell when it's a first time writer because there's just like an energy there that they don't have that sort of formula. They're constraints that I think you sort of get after you write more and more, which can be fine, but there was just something so like fresh to me, at least, about this. And the fact that they managed to tell three love stories in like 90 minutes is pretty impressive.
Very impressive. Yeah. And it was, you know, like some of the dialogue was very, different than you would find in a Hallmark script, like a little more real in that sense, you know, not that Hallmark's not, but it was a little more in that sense. So that was very enjoyable from Allie.
Mm-hmm. What was it like shooting a movie on a movie set? Like it's a movie within a movie kind of a thing. So you have like the makeup trailer and other things like that. That's part of the movie, but it's also like a movie set.
It was like being John Malkovich.
Getting really meta here.
Yeah, you don't know where is what. Am I in the right makeup trailer or am I in the fake makeup trailer? It was pretty funny because really it was, you'd walk out of your trailer and walk 10 feet and you're into the other set, you know?
Yeah. And they wouldn't use the movie sites for actual like makeup prep or anything like that. Right.
No.
That's
separate. Yeah.
It was all set up.
It's all set up. Yeah. Yeah. To make it look like that. It was funny. The production trailer that my character has, that little silver thing, the Airstream, was supposed to be like a 25-foot Airstream, but that dock in Mission Ridge where they shot Maple Ridge. Yeah. That dock, there's a big beam that covers the opening. And they wanted to take the beam off and then put it back on. But because it's a historical site, they wouldn't let them. So they had to rent this 12-foot little tiny Airstream, which would never be used in a production set at all. It's just too small. Yeah. Little things you have to hide and sneak in, you know?
Mm. Yeah. What do you think, Shannon, about playing a makeup artist?
It was fun. It was fun because I like makeup already. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was very... because I'm really into makeup. I really like makeup. I'm like, shouldn't she be wearing more makeup? But they're like, oh, we have to go with Hallmark. So like when she has the line, like, do I wear too much makeup? I'm like, she's not really wearing a lot of makeup. But no, it was lots of fun. It was tons of fun. So even the audition, when there's the part that my audition, one of the scenes that I did for my audition was the one where she's in the makeup trailer and she's doing the makeup on the woman. That was fun. So it was fun for me.
Yeah, I was thinking they better make sure that the craft services in the real craft services is as good as the craft services in the movie.
Yeah, it was
be like, wait a minute here.
Like the craft services was really good. They had really good food.
Yeah,
it looked better than like our craft services looked better than what was in the movie actually.
Oh,
like,
that's good.
But yeah.
I wondered about that. I love the scene where Michael asks Barbara to dinner. I think that scene was so cute. And so I guess, what was that like, I guess, filming that scene? What did you do to kind of be ready for that scene? What do you think, Shaughnessy?
The first time when I'm invited and I asked her out.
Yeah.
That was actually an interesting scene. When I read it, it actually originally took place in the makeup trailer. Almost all of our scenes originally take place in the makeup trailer. So
okay.
It was really great of Farhad trying to mix that up a bit and find different places that we could make it a little more interesting and really show the whole set. And it was interesting when you see the final edit to when you actually shoot it, because in the script, it's he's really scared to ask her out in front of anybody else because of his job. Right. Like my job as a producer on the set, you know, and then I got to keep things in line and you can't really be asking out your staff. Right. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be in the trailer and then we were talking about it and how do we make this? Cause he wants to keep it silent, keeps it secret. And we were decided just have a look around before you ask the question, you know, and then make sure no one's around, which actually never made the final cut. And it didn't need to, it just worked anyway. Of the privacy felt so real in that little spot as it was.
Yeah. I thought it was really cute because a lot of times in these movies, you forget the, like either the date or the ask on a date scene because they're just like working together, planning something or whatever. And so they kind of forget that awkward moment. And I thought it was really cute. And when
how do you ask somebody out that you've been friends with for 10 years? And that level of rejection if they say no.
Yeah.
And you still have to work together and all the other stuff, right? There's so much at stake there.
Yeah.
That you could lose if the answer is no, right?
Well, and she's just so cute because she's just like, yes. what did you think about that, Shannon, that scene?
So originally it was going to be shot as two different scenes. So the scene before I'm walking in and they have all this movement and I'm fixing makeup, I'm going in and then there he is. And Shaughnessy was like really awesome for me personally. He really helped me work on scenes. We worked on scenes together to find moments before. And I was really nervous because I had to do this long shot. And Farhad, when he shoots, he likes to shoot from beginning to end. So I don't know.
Wow.
doesn't show in the camera. We're shooting from beginning to end. So when I'm walking all the way through, even though there's a few takes, he had to stop because they wanted the guy with the mirror to go by in front. And so I'm already nervous. And so for me, I get the reward of seeing Michael Shaughnessy at the end, which is my safe zone behind the scenes as an actor, where I felt really safe with Shaughnessy, and also in real life. So for me, it was more genuine, because I'm like, oh, I'm doing the scene as an actor. I'm doing the scene of like, I have to say my lines here. This hit my mark here. Let the mirror guy go by. Oh, I have to fix makeup. And then I'm going in. And then so Shaughnessy had this idea of and he worked with Farhad about like, let's combine both scenes. And for me, I'm like, no, please don't. I need a little break in the trailer. Like, please. And so for me, I automatically got to go to that safe space. I mean, it turned out so beautiful, like at the end where there's Shaughnessy, there's Michael. And so it was my safe space as Shaughnessy, the actor, Michael, my love interest. And so for me, it was so easy to be, yes, yes. Like, because I just went through this like war. It felt like, you know, making sure I say my lines, I'm going through, I'm doing all the motions. It was a lot of work. And on top of that, there was a lot of stress. And Farhad, the director, was like, listen, we rented this the dolly. It was really expensive. So there's this guy with this camera. They rented a specific man. They only had him for a certain amount of time. So I'm also have to hit the mark. So yeah, anyways, it was great, because at the end I had a nice little reward of romance at the end, and also safeness in both areas.
Well, I think you can really feel that sort of that tension that added to like the chemistry, and it all helped make the moment work.
For sure.
Really good. Yeah. Well,
hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So honestly, we felt like Michael really had a transformation through the movie of like going from being this kind of angry, cranky boss to being like this nerdy, romantic guy. Did you feel that in the character?
I think the walls just came down on him a bit is what happened. Yeah, I definitely feel that was definitely going on, you know? You know, he's the boss who he's really good at his job, even though it gives him ulcers. Right, yeah. You know, and he stresses about everything, and again with Shannon saying, well, is my safe place is Barb and which is Shannon, right? So that was definitely like that opened up, and I think the combined gossiping about the other relationship, opened up the doorway for us to really see each other. And maybe this is a possibility in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and definitely.
Because she can't end up with Ted.
God, no.
Funny. Poor Ted.
Ted's not a bad guy. They just wouldn't work, you know? They just wouldn't work.
No, so this grandmother. Yes. So let's talk about the scene where, so you just found out that Evie is in LA and that she missed her plane. And they, you know, I didn't want her to end up with Ted. And then Barbara goes in for a kiss and Michael's response is, oh, that was nice. And then it's like a little bit awkward. And I was thinking, wait, I don't know why he didn't just go for it. Was it because it is at work? Was that the reason in your mind?
I can't tell you that.
You can't tell
me. You have to think your own thing on that. It was a mixture of all the things going on. It was a mixture of that was way too vulnerable.
Yeah.
That could really mess up what we have. Mm-hmm. And it has to do, we're sitting in my work trailer as well. You know what I mean? And if somebody sees that, that's an HR, mm-hmm. whichever you know, sort of situation, right?
Yeah.
As you're trying to lead in on the set.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Barbara is pretty brave. Did you feel that, Shannon, when you were playing her?
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely felt the rejection. Like,
yeah,
you know, go when you're putting yourself out there to kiss someone and you think it's going to go a certain way in your head and it doesn't. And even the I'm putting up pictures in the background and like moving and keeping busy, but I'm also planning, I'm going to make my move, especially yeah. when he gives the okay to Evie, you know,
yeah.
like that was the moment where like, for me, I was like, oh my God, like, oh my God, he's romantic, you know? So like there was the rejection. Like I definitely felt rejection. And like, even when you're watching it as a viewer watching it, you're like, why didn't he go for it? But yeah, like, yeah, he's the boss. And like, there's lots of people in the background walking back and forth, you know, power position, you know, but you know, it was for sure. Like I wanted more too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great scene. It was really good. And that's the only reason I wish we'd have one more scene with Michael and Barbara, because we don't get that like real payoff kiss scene at the end, which would have been fun. But I talked to the writer and she said, well, you know, leave you wanting more. That's
sure. Yeah.
True.
It close up everybody else.
Yeah.
We'll get a series for Michael, for Michael and Barb.
I would die. That would be my favorite.
Around the movie set. Like.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved to have also seen the dinner date. Because we didn't get to see that. We just saw the awkwardness at the coffee station after. That's all.
Yeah, but, yeah. The two different the first weird one and then the actual final scene.
And then you say Barbara says maybe I'm just the work wife. Yeah, it's when you're talking to Evie. Mm-hmm. You and Bag Jake have everything new. Mm-hmm. That was a good scene. Is it hard when you're supposed to be talking on the phone? Do you kind of have to just imagine what the other person is saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It's also easy too. I don't know. You know, they're going to do good in the editing room to make fluid and stuff. And like, we shot our scenes first. So it's literally me setting the tone. And then, Evie gets to play it. So it was easy for me. I'm glad that I didn't have to go second, because then I would have to react more to her. So that was easy for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the sandwiches scene. I absolutely loved the scene. It was so good. And I just thought it was so well written and it felt so natural. Like, how many takes would you say, Shannon, that you did of that one?
A lot, the most it was one of our last scenes that me and Shaughnessy shot. And for some reason, when I shot it through, and again, you're starting from start to finish each time. So, when you're going through, in rehearsals, for some reason, I just nailed it when we were shooting, and it kept, you know, I talked to Shaughnessy about this later on. I kept on saying pizza crusts. And so I wasn't even honoring the script. And so it was just, I think it was just the nerves for me, just based on the fact that it was going to be one of our last scenes. And we also had a certain amount of time to shoot because the sun was going down. And so, in the end, the nervousness energy kind of like worked and Shaughnessy stepped in and, you know, and there was that moment of like, you know, it was also sad because it was one of our last scenes together. And so when he came in and like held me, like, even if it wasn't like an embrace, like just him touching me, it was like a surge of electricity. So it was a really beautiful scene, but it was, yeah, we shot it quite a few times. Because I kept on saying pizza crust and it ended up working out and it looked nice and yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. Let's just get real with each other.
Imagine if I just, yeah, I still cut my crust off my pizza. That works. Sorry,
yeah. Yeah. What did you think?
Carbs.
Cause she's so brave. I feel like Barbara is completely, so brave in that scene.
Completely. They would have gone nowhere if it wasn't for Barbara, for Shannon's yeah. care, you know, and Shannon is when she gets into gear, she's a ball buster herself. Right. So she just, I'm not wasting time, you know, she mm-hmm. just gets to it. Right. So that's just naturally Shannon. So yeah. It was really, really good. Cause nothing would have happened. Mm-hmm. It wasn't for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's my deal breaker? And it's, am I too brash? Do I wear too much makeup? I mean, I just loved that. That was so good.
Yeah. No, I'm just scared.
Yeah. Yeah. And cause then he, you know, says, I just don't want to mess it all up. And I'm afraid I'm going to screw it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. good.
Yeah, a lot of history in that.
Yeah, I mean,
because that's vulnerability for sure.
Yeah, because
Barbara and Shaughnessy.
Yeah,
or Michael.
Yeah, because I mean, of the three couples, you all definitely had the least amount of time, so you really had to make the scenes that you were in like really count, and I think that you did.
Completely, there's a lot of story that happens in that little short period of the 10 or 11 scenes we've got. You know what I mean? So. It's almost like a whole relationship mm-hmm. in all of our, yeah. in between all the scenes from the fighting to the everything else to, yeah.
Yeah. Cause you go from being like the work wife to being like, by the end, you finally made this connection. It's so exciting. Yeah. I thought it was great. And, you know, I watched so many of these movies so that when one really sticks out, it's like, yes, it's very exciting.
We love that.
Yes.
We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. It's the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Are you looking for that perfect gift for the postable, hardy, or Hallmarky in your life?
What about getting that t-shirt or hoodie that will help you stand out at your next holiday party?
Now is the time to check out the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Full of festive designs by artists like Jessica Miller, Carrie from Hallmark Comics, and more.
You can even have more than just shirts, but totes, cell phone cases, notebooks, mugs, and more.
And it isn't just Hallmark. We have designs for Anna Green Gables, Man from Snowy River, The Nanny, and more.
Every purchase at the merch store goes to help support the podcast and allows us to make the great content you know and love.
There are frequent sales, so go to tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies or see the link in the description.
That's tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies.
All right. Well, we have some fun, silly questions for you okay. that we like to ask. So first question, what is the best ice cream flavor? Why don't you go, Shaughnessy, first?
Oh, well, my staple is vanilla. I love vanilla ice cream, like a nice French vanilla, but I would say pralines and cream is my top one. Yep. Yeah.
Shannon, what about you?
Butter pecan, really close. And mm-hmm. if I had a second choice, pistachio. If butter pecan is not available, Haagen-Dazs at the grocery store, I will take pistachio.
Okay, good.
Chocolate mint sucks.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I'll take. All right. What is your favorite color?
Red. Pink. All shades of it.
Which one did you say, Shannon?
Pink.
Pink. Color. Okay, good. Yeah. All right. What music are you into?
I'm a mix of like sort of like gothic country, you know, like the darker sort of Louisiana type stuff and Austin, Texas type things, you know, and like OJ is great as well. And rock and old country.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Shannon?
I like old country too. I also like new country. Something in the Orange by like that. I'm listening to that on repeat right now. Zach. I like, what else about, and I like pop. I like Lady Gaga. I like, Miley Cyrus. So I like a lot of pop as well. Yeah.
Okay. Shaughnessy, what is your go-to date night food?
Go-to date night food? Oh, geez. Tacos. Yeah, okay, authentic good. Tacos, which in Canada is there's a lot less of that, you know.
So. For sure, not even real tacos. It's hard to get real tacos.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's interesting. Did you get a kick out of our when we talked about the bags?
Oh my God. Right. So I'm like, I had to go through. I'm like, did I say the word bag at all? And I think I say it once. Yeah. In the thing. And I watch, I'm like, oh no, I'm good on mine. I said American on mine. I'm okay.
It's hard. Like I live in, and I go back and forth from LA to Vancouver, but the longer I'm in Vancouver, the longer I get my Canadian accent back. It doesn't matter how much American dialect coaching I've done, it just comes back, especially when I drink or I'm sleep deprived, like the Canadian accent for sure comes out.
Yeah. Well, what's your go-to date night food channel?
I like a nice charcuterie board with a nice glass of wine. We're lucky in California, wine is so cheap here. So you can get the best of the best wine here. It's awesome. It's incredible. So yeah, I would say that for sure.
Yeah, I was just in California. I happened to go for the weekend of torrential downpour.
Oh no. Oh no.
First flash flooding.
I stayed in Vancouver longer because I could see what was happening. I'm like, nope, people don't know how to drive. The water goes up to the door handle of your vehicle. No, thanks.
It was intense. Yeah.
I'm sorry. You didn't get to enjoy it, but really that's not usually what it's like.
All right. Well, Shaughnessy, what is your go-to date night activity for going out, doing something?
Going out, would definitely be live music. There's a couple cool jazz places here. Mm-hmm. And then that will be if we haven't eaten tacos before, that would definitely be jazz, you know, and the charcuterie, some wine, some nice music like that.
Yeah. You know? Cool. Yeah. That sounds good. Shannon, what about you? What's your go-to date?
I would say
something activity?
Similar, like a concert, because mm-hmm. you can dance, you can get energy out. And then if, afterwards you could still walk around and get away from the music to talk, you know, when you go to the bar or like go outside, cause it's too hot. So yeah. I would say something similar for sure.
Yeah. The distraction really helps.
Yeah.
With, not having it just to be a job interview, you know, yeah. just talking or so.
Yeah. Cause like, I mean, unless it's like super loud, you can actually chat like in a concert, you know, a little bit at least.
Totally.
Not like in a movie where you have to be quiet the whole time. All right. Which do you like better, Shaughnessy, dogs or cats?
I love both, but I'm going to have to go cats. My partner, I have four of them. So, nice. Yeah.
What about you, Shannon?
I remember we had that conversation because me and Shaughnessy hung out after we filmed. We became real friends. I was surprised when he said cats. I'm a dog person. I love dogs. I grew up with dogs. My dad taught me how to train. Like I train dogs. So yeah, but what's funny is I don't have a dog because I travel so much. So I don't have a dog, but it's on my to-do list. At some point I want a dog.
Yeah. Very fun. Okay. Shaughnessy, what do you like better, beaches or mountains?
Both. I can, if I go on holiday, like I can't do the all-inclusive. I can do a beach for about half a day uh-huh. and then I need to go exploring. Uh-huh. But I do like the sun.
Mm.
So yeah. Beach and jungle is, you know, like is pretty awesome. Okay. So go. Like that.
Yeah. What about you, Shannon?
I'm going to say beach. I moved by the beach. I live in Marina Del Rey. So like I literally like can jump on my bike in 5 minutes. I could put my feet in the ocean. So definitely beach for me. I like mountains too, but growing up, my mom and my dad, and I'm blessing, I appreciate it. But like our activities on the weekends was camping in the mountains and fishing and hunting. And so it felt more like I had like a real like outdoor childhood growing up. So for me, I'm like, I had a lot of that growing up and yeah, I choose beach.
Yeah, I'm team beaches as well. Yeah. Probably because I live near the mountains, so I take them for granted.
Yeah, for sure. True.
And I prefer salt water over fresh water. I don't know what it is. I'm not a lake guy. I really like the ocean.
Yeah, it's the best. All right, Shaughnessy, what is your favorite holiday to celebrate?
I do love Christmas. I'm going to say that is my favorite holiday. And I do love Cinco de Mayo too. I don't know, something Aww. Special about that. So yeah. I think I have some friends, one that passed away who we used to celebrate all the time years ago. So there's something special in that for me as well.
Yeah. It's hard to beat Christmas because it's like a whole season. It's not just a day, you know.
Totally.
But yeah,
totally.
Especially in
and
Hallmark
family
films.
And, you know, friends. Mm-hmm. If you like your family, you know. Yeah. Right? So some people are complete horrible. Yeah. Or that movie, Four Christmases with Reese Witherspoon. And
I love that movie.
I know, right?
What about you, Shannon? Rom-coms. What's your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Christmas, hands down.
Yeah.
It's the one time a year I get to go back home to my reservation and visit my family. And for me to go back home, it's more expensive going back to my reserve than it is for me to go on vacation somewhere. Like so many flights I have to take, LA to Vancouver, Vancouver to Prince George. From Prince George, one of my family members have to pick me up. If there's a snowstorm, I have to take a hotel. So it's a whole journey. So it's the one time a year that it's guaranteed I'm going to go back to visit. And it's my family. I like the skiing. I like tobogganing. I like going out and ice fishing. You know, I get to explore it all in 3 weeks and then I get to leave. So I get to enjoy the snow and then I get to peace out. So
yeah. Well, we need to do whatever we can to get the two of you in a Christmas movie together.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh,
yeah. I'm putting bugs in ears.
I'm actually writing a rom-com. That's a Christmas movie, like Indigenous themed. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. All right, last question. What is your favorite Hallmark or romantic movie? What would you start, Shaughnessy?
Oh, favorite Hallmark. It would be, I forget the name of it. And it was Jessica Harmon who directed it. It was the time, sort of a time travel. There was like a period piece back and forth. Where he was from the past. It was a very Pride and Prejudice-y, but it was that.
Timeless Christmas. I don't know if she directed that.
No, not that one. Not Timeless Christmas. That wasn't it. I don't think so. I forget what it was called. I forget it. Yeah. The romantic one, there's one I just saw this year, which I really loved. I love The Family Stone. That's one of my favorite movies of Christmas sort of time. It's a little more serious, but it's got all the funny with Rachel McAdams. But there was the one with Emilia Clarke that she did, that Michael, what's his name? Is Michael, last name is Michael. George Michael. George Michael produced. And
last
it was,
Christmas.
Yeah. I really love that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the classic British one, Love Actually.
No, yeah.
I only saw that a couple years ago for the first time, like 2 years
really?
Ago. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. You know, so.
I just get frustrated with the Lara one. I'm like, just go for it. Why? Like, you can still be a good sister and still have love.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Or like Bill Nye is so funny in that one. I love that. He's so good. But all right, Shannon, what's your favorite?
I don't know if I have a favorite Christmas Hallmark movie because all I know is that I watch them with my mom every time I go back home for Christmas. There's the one, I don't remember what it's called, Christmas Waltz, or maybe it wasn't Waltz.
Oh, the Christmas Waltz about, with Lacey?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that one too.
Just because I secretly wish I was a dancer. So like, I like that kind of stuff. I would say that I love Christmas movies. They're so magical. They're my favorite. They're my absolute favorite.
That one was so fun because it allowed like a little bit of whimsy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That they don't tend to have, like, they're just like dancing down the street, like crazy people, but I love it.
It was cheesy where it's like, it's not realistic, but you're like, you secretly wish that someone would do that with you. Yeah.
Exactly. Very good. Well, you did it. You answered all the questions.
Oh, yay.
I found that movie. It's A Rip in Time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was fun. That was nutty, but fun.
Yeah.
The Thomas Christmas one. That was the one that you mentioned. That was a good one too.
Yeah. With Ryan Pavey. Like he was like born to play Darcy, I think, like that kind of archetype, whatever era it's in. He's so good at that.
But, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, very good. Thank you so much. I love the movie. It really brightened my day. So thank you for making it.
Thank you.
And do you have social media you want to share? You have anything, Shaughnessy, you want to share?
It's just Shaughnessy Redden on Instagram.
Great.
You can find me there. Yeah.
Okay. I'll put that in the description. And then you, Shannon, you want to share all your social media?
It's mainly just Shannon Baker, but TikTok, it's Real Shannon Baker. But everything else is just Shannon Baker. And if you can't find me, actually Snapchat, I got the URL, like the username, just Shannon. So Shannon. Oh. Yeah, I feel like Madonna. it made me feel good. I'm like, I don't even use Snapchat. I'm like, thank you, Snapchat, for giving me that username. yeah, Shannon Baker on everything. And if it's not Shannon Baker, it's Real Shannon Baker.
Great. Well, congratulations again on the movie. It was really fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have you all back again soon. So
yeah, thanks so much for having us.
I'd like to thank Shannon and Shaughnessy for coming on the podcast. This was so much fun to get to talk with them and hear the behind the scenes about Mixed Baggage. If you have any thoughts about all the different things we talked about, please leave in the comments or on Twitter. And please follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. Also, make sure that you are following us at Homeworkies Podcast, Homeworkies Pod on social media. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. That really helps us a lot. And if you are watching on YouTube, please give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that so much. We also have our patron group and merch store, so please take a look at that. We have our watch along coming up this weekend with Catherine Davis. We're watching Christmas on Fifth Avenue, which is another one that I loved. So that'll be really fun to get behind the scenes on that movie. So please take a look at the Patreon. You'll definitely won't regret it. And thanks again to Shannon and Shaughnessy, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.